This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we identified some who had an influence in Paul's life. Acts 9 describes how Ananias was told by God to pray over Paul so he would receive his sight back after his dramatic encounter with Jesus on his way to Damascus. In addition, Ananias explained to Paul God's plan for his life and helped him get started in his new walk and work. After being baptized, Paul began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God, and he grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. It appears in Galatians 1:17 that soon after this he went into Arabia. Why? As it says in Galatians 1:11, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." Often, God does his best work in our lives when we're alone with Jesus Christ. In Arabia, Paul began to understand what in the Old Testament was a mystery. Even the apostles who lived with Jesus for 3 years didn't seem to get it. Jesus revealed to Paul how he would bring together Jew and Gentile in the church. While alone in Arabia, the mystery of the ages was unlocked in Paul's mind. His message and ministry were crystallized. When God prepares someone for service, he often puts them in a waiting room. Be patient. He does his work there. Do you make time to be alone with God? If not, try it. God does his best work during such times.